Council member Wengay Newton made a motion to stave off the lock and chain, but it died for a lack of a second. Newton wanted to keep the pier open to save jobs. During a workshop earlier in the day, city staff were charged with answering technical questions about plans for the new pier. Newton pressed for the need to wait until voters decide. He also contended that the city was no longer getting what it agreed to pay for.
As things go away, like underwater garden that you can go out and experience the sea world life, the sea life in, and then motorized boats, when all that stuff goes away, shouldn't the price come down too? I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but the price is still $50 million.
Critics of the new pier design called the lens presented a host of problems they found with proposed plans. That includes numerous fire code violations like narrow pathways. But the thing they were most hung up on was the plan to use galvanized steel and aluminum materials. Carter Cairns heads a local engineering company and specializes in marine engineering.
We're talking about a coated system in this case, coated with a product that's generically called Kynar. And the Kynar finish isn't intended to protect the aluminum. It's intended to make the product look good. It's very susceptible to filiform corrosion at the edges, which disfigures the material and ultimately leads to pitting corrosion of the aluminum.
Engineers for the city told council members that the Kynar finish would protect the pier from elements. It was one of several claims by the city critics begrudged as misleading. St. Petersburg's Director of Engineering, Tom Gibbons, rifled through a list of structures already in place that are made of galvanized steel and doing just fine.
This is Gandy Boulevard on the north side. This is a radio communication tower or TV tower. It's been there as long as I can remember. I've lived here all my life. It's painted steel. I'm pretty sure it's galvanized underneath. On Gandy Boulevard, there must be 5 or 6 galvanized towers in or around or near the water. This is a galvanized open web truss on the Howard Franklin Bridge approach. It's directly in the spray zone. There's one on either end of the bridge. DOT has used these galvanized steel structures for 40-plus years.
But Cairns argued those structures aren't comparable to the lens design.
The canopy structure is not an open-air galvanized steel structure supporting an open-air sign or other device. What you see in those presentations are things that do indeed have long service lives. They have long service lives because they're not continually subjected to salty moisture. They're out in the air after the rain washes the salt off of them. Then they dry out. So I have no doubt that one can design a highway sign that will last a significant length of time.
Cairns went on to explain why the city's expectations are wrong.
It's going to inhale warm, salty air in the morning and the afternoon. And in the evening, the water is going to condense out of that and collect in the bilges. Over time, we'll get an accumulation of salt and other debris in there that will bridge the proposed separations between steel and aluminum.
Cairns is with the group Concerned Citizens of St. Petersburg, which is working on a petition drive to force a referendum in August. That would give voters the chance to scratch the lens and send the city back to the drawing board. According to the group, they already have enough signatures to do that, but are playing it safe by getting extras. Despite the likelihood of a vote, City Council is poised to keep the ball rolling. But the group did make headway on some design flaws. Engineers have increased the width of the main approach to the pier by 2 feet. The revisions also would widen the overwater pedestrian path to accommodate emergency vehicles. Raul Quintana, the city's head architect, said they have also made sure first responders could safely respond to an incident.
End of the pier at the promontory, there's a 70-foot diameter clear turnaround with a 20-foot clearance horizontally, so that fire engine could make its turnaround and it meets the turnaround radius is required for that engine. At the welcome mat, the radius is 120 feet, so fire department can bring the ladder truck up to the welcome mat and it can meet their turnaround requirements.
One of the defenses of the lens presented by city staff was that no design has been finalized yet. Instead, it's just a concept. The fire department confirmed that nothing has been submitted to them for approval, but Chief of Prevention for the St. Pete Fire Department, Michael DeMonte, said staff has been consulting the department.
They have accepted our input, and we have talked about a lot of significant issues regarding building the building safely, our egress issues, our life safety concerns, our ability to effectively fight fires and handle emergencies and disasters out there. So I just want to offer that as we move forward here. I've yet to see any official plans that have been developed and turned in for review. We're way too early for that, but I just want to let you know that I'm very comfortable with working with the team that we have so far, that they're taking our suggestions to heart and really doing the best they can to put forth a very safe and well-designed facility. So
the pier is set to close on May 31st. City Council members will discuss and vote on the next phase of the Lens project, including future funding, on May 2nd. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.